Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Paul, very excited to announce our hometown heroes. You know, we do this every year. This is our 12th year, and we wanted to announce through our selection committee. And first of all, so many qualified people, and we appreciate everybody who nominated somebody. And, you know, if we do this, and we will do it again, there's no reason why you can't join us in the future, too. So, and this has happened where somebody who was nominated, and we have all these qualified people, and then we end up in a future year being able to select them. So there's a committee of seven people, and we vote. And our Lifetime Achievement Awardee was unanimous, as all of these were. Jim Leland, September or October 8th on a Tuesday at the Lamont, is our big dinner and awards ceremony.
And so what you're about to announce, this is the first time we've heard about this, right?
Yes.
This is the first public release.
This is the official announcement. Hometown Heroes event. Nancy Plavetsky is the president and secretary of Ryan's Wings. Nancy created Ryan's Wings in 2014 to help those struggling with addiction by providing resources and services to guide them towards recovery. This is very personal for Nancy in her loss. So Ryan's Wings, and we know that this is so prevalent in our community, in our society, around the country, to bring awareness and recognition. And it always amazed me, Paul, the people who have suffered like this are willing to reach out in that person's name and help others. That is significant. And they've done a lot of amazing things in the past 10 years.
What do you do with tragedy? There's an answer right there.
Yeah. And, you know, a day doesn't go by where she doesn't think of Ryan, but in his name, helping so many others. And who knows who? You're never going to be sure who you've helped. But if you help one person survive this, then it's worth it. Also the founder and executive director of the Veterans Breakfast Club since 2008, Todd DePastino, has been an advocate for veterans by organizing events that provide them with a platform to be together, to share their stories. And we've heard countless times how important it is for our veterans to be able to be comfortable to speak of their experiences. And while Todd was quick to point out to me, hey, Larry, I didn't serve, I said, we understand that. Your service to the men and women in uniform who have is so significant that we want to recognize you as a hometown hero. And Paul, I know your dad was a Marine, and so it's significant for any family who's had a service member too, because the family's also sacrificed tremendously.
I also think of my grandfather, William Rice, who served in World War II.
And my dad served in the United States Army at the end of World War II in the Philippines. Lied about his age to get in at 17.
Man, what a place to go after all that upheaval. The Philippines really took a pounding.
Our additional hometown hero is John Vento. John is a singer, songwriter, and co-founder of Band Together Pittsburgh. Now, John, I first met giving his talents and time and treasure to the Lupus Foundation, but he helped co-found the Band Together Pittsburgh, which helps individuals on the autism spectrum by using music as a tool for communication.
Well, that's interesting.
It really has been powerful. And some of these young people in particular, who others might not think are capable of certain things, were extraordinarily talented, especially when it comes to music. And I've seen it firsthand, and John Vento is one of those people that you just marvel at. So congrats to John. Howard Smith, a Navy veteran, volunteers half his time a week on ice for several hockey organizations, including coaching veterans, individuals with disabilities, and disadvantaged youth. He also helps coach and learn to skate programs for, it's called Assisted Goals Foundation, an organization that provides scholarships for those dealing with hardships. So he's doing all of that in the name of helping not just veterans, but kids with disadvantages too.
So he has a passion for hockey, and he's helping spread that too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Howard Smith. And our fifth hometown hero is Clarence McAllister, deacon at Jesus Dwelling Place Church. If you'll recall, in May, Clarence shown around the world on a video tackling a gunman to the ground when that gunman attempted to shoot the pastor, Glenn Germany, and the gun jammed, and he, in that split second, dove in and tackled the gunman so that he couldn't do any harm. Yeah, Who does that?
Yeah, they just had a conference hosted by the pastor at that church talking about how to better deal with that kind of violence.
And so those are our five hometown heroes this year. Ticket information at kdkradio.com. We'd love for you to join us, and we'll be joined by some of our past recipients. And again, Jim Leland, our Lifetime Achievement Awardee, on Tuesday, October 8th at the Lamont.
After we do the traffic and all of that and come back, I'd love for you to share with people what transpires at the dinner itself.
You got it.
Okay.
9:15 from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right, still plenty of the rush hour left out there, guys. We'll let you know where the brake lights are here. The biggest lineup continues to be the Parkway West inbound. It's backing between Carnegie and the top of Green Tree Hill as you make your way into the Fort Pitt tunnels. Outbound, you'll still find a little bit of a slowdown as you crest the top of the hill and head down the backside toward Carnegie. And those are residual delays from an earlier accident. Parkway East inbound 376, no accidents there, but you do have a lineup of traffic that begins just after you pass the Wilkinsburg off-ramp. Stop and go from that point down to and through the Squirrel Hill tunnels. And good news, if you're traveling 28 southbound, that's a decent ride for you out of the Allegheny Valley all the way down to the north side. Same story with the Parkway North, I-279. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 925. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Yeah, we're looking at sunshine and 76 now in the low 50s. And it looks like it's going to be even warmer the rest of the week, so, and dry too. Meanwhile, Paul, you asked what we do. So we gather, in this case, the Lamont. Looking forward to being at the Lamont this year. This is the first time we'll be there. Great food, great view. That view never gets old. It'll be nice because when we introduce Jim Leland, you'll see the North Shore, obviously, where PNC Park is and where the old Three River Stadium was. And then we have these little video vignettes that tell the story of each of our heroes. And they're very powerful. And then they have a chance to come up and address the crowd. And usually one of the first things they all say is, well, I'm no hero, which is typically what we hear. And we understand the humility and we appreciate that. But if you want ticket information, again, pretty simple. Just go to kdkradio.com, search out Larry's Heroes, and we hope to see you there.
So it's a nice evening, wonderful food, and you'll leave with a full heart.
Amen. This weather update brought to you by UPMC. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. Couple of stories that people are going to be hearing more and more about. They're still searching for a gunman in London, Kentucky, who was wounding people and shooting at vehicles on a highway.
A dozen vehicles, Larry. Five people wounded. It's a miracle someone wasn't killed. This is on I-75 near London in southeastern Kentucky, a place where I lived once in that area. This guy has a military background, and they've been looking for him for 3 days.
And it's rough terrain, apparently, where he was, and there are caves and other hiding places that they're aware of, so it's potentially going to take a while to find him. How they found who it was in the first place is pretty remarkable. He had purchased, apparently, thousands of rounds of ammo. And then in Georgia, the 14-year-old accused in last week's shooting at a Georgia high school left two students, two teachers dead, nine others wounded. The grandfather says that the teen's mother tried to warn school officials on the day of the shooting.
CBS News reports that Charlie Pulhamis, Colt Gray's grandfather and the father of Gray's mother, Marcy Gray, said that Marcy received a text message the morning of the shooting from Colt saying, "I'm sorry, mother." So it stands to reason that Marcy, his mother, received that text and then, according to a timeline, called Appalachia High School to warn them.
And now the question is, who received the warning? And obviously, what was done with that warning from that point on?
Apparently, it was the warning came 30 minutes before the shooting actually took place. So
has anyone said why there wasn't any action taken?
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, if the story is true that there was a warning and they did get it within 30 minutes before the shooting, it's going to be a lot of questions to be answered about that.
Absolutely, because we're always saying, if you see something, say something. If the mother's telling them, "I'm really concerned," we'll find out what didn't happen or what transpired, if that's the case.
Well, look what happened in Woodland Hills Schools. They got a bunch of swatting calls starting around 5 a.m., and the superintendent quickly determined that the district would go with virtual learning today. There isn't a student anywhere near a building. Even if these things weren't credible and just a complete hoax, they didn't take any chances. And so this is why I'm wondering, you know, why they didn't, if they did indeed get a warning, you know, why didn't they respond immediately?
Well, that's definitely a new twist to this story, which we'll continue to follow. And again, the 14-year-old's father charged in this with second-degree murder. And this is a new precedent. This only, as far as I know, happened once before where parents of shooters, especially a minor, are culpable as well for sundry reasons.
And there's another hanging question, too, about the school. How did the weapon get in the school in the first place?
How do you get an assault weapon in a school?
Right.
On a lighter note, Apple.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Apple is expected to unveil new products, some featuring AI, during an event at their headquarters today. CBS's news tech contributor, Ian Scherer.
Apple is pitching its AI as more useful and more respectful of privacy settings. And Apple hopes that that's going to help it stand out from the competition from products like ChatGPT or Microsoft's Copilot or Google's Gemini or any of the others.
Or X's Grok.
Right.
Are you interested in this at all? I mean, is this a feature that you feel you really want to have on your smartphone?
I'm curious to see what it is. To your point, I mean, it's been a while where they've had super significant advancement in the iPhone. I mean, they've had tweaks, but this could be, I don't know exactly what to expect. I'm curious to know what it is. Now, whether you want it or not, and then what's the price tag for it will be of interest.
Oh, there you go. And the price tag. But it won't be cheap, will it?
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of high tech, Google's antitrust jury trial scheduled to begin in Alexandria, Virginia today. The government says Google deprives publishers of online revenue because the search giant holds a monopoly on tools that control online advertising technology. CBS's news legal analyst, Thane Rosenbaum.
Google just recently lost a case related to its search feature. Now the government is taking a look at Google's advertising business. The government wants a court to force Google to sell its software business related to advertising, arguing that its monopoly power has harmed competition.
I think of Bell. Remember when the government busted up Bell Telephone because they said it was a monopoly and broke it up?
What was the name of the Bell that served this area?
It was Bell Telephone.
Yeah, I grew up in Mountain Bell territory. I was just curious to know.
I think it was just Bell. Yeah. I'll have to research that. But
I'll check it out.
And one final technology note. As you reported, Central Catholic closed today because of IT issues. They couldn't get all their stuff to work, so they had to close the school. This is the first time I can ever remember a school having to close because all of their IT didn't work. Interesting. Well, that's the day, you know, when you realize how important and critical all this stuff is to our daily lives. And in between, Marty Griffin, 10 till 2. We'll check in with Marty in the next few minutes and see what he's working on for his Get Marty program. And speaking of shows, Next Take revolutionary from the University of Pittsburgh. And for 4 hours overnights, it gives us a chance to get into the mindset of the college students. And one of those is a young man named Colin Ferguson, not to be confused with the late night TV talk show host. Colin, good morning.
Good morning.
I see you, and you can see Colin, too, via our video at kdkradio.com. It's on our stream. Paul, don't you love this technology? Colin, you're used to this high-tech stuff, but when we grew up, you couldn't see people on the radio unless you were, you know, having a few snorts.
Hey, especially people who are away from Pittsburgh and just want to tune into what's going on at home.
So you're part of a team that has been doing this now, certainly. How many months has it been?
I started in February, so about half a year.
Yeah, it's been a while. And this is literally an opportunity because, you know, the college age, college students, what you talk about, what you think about what's going on is important. It's just that a lot of us don't know what it is you guys are talking about. So I think it's a great window into the mindset of the students. So what has your experience been like so far?
I've loved it. I'm really proud to be, you know, a part of this show. I think it's really interesting. It gives me as well a kind of a new perspective on the way that I look at things. I feel like I'm almost absorbing more information like on a day-to-day basis. I feel like I'm learning more at like a much faster rate, and it's really interesting just the rate that I feel like I'm kind of growing and developing through this. It's really cool, and I'm really proud.
Yeah, and I would imagine for a lot of people, I know, and Paul, maybe this was the same for you. You go through college, and that is a big transition to begin with, but you don't necessarily follow the news to the level that other people do until more of it directly affects you. But now that you're looking for stories, you're just more absorbed by, you know, osmosis, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What topics have you been more interested in than not? Are you learning something new about the things that you're talking about on the air?
I think so, yeah. This is the first time in my life that I've really been surrounded in like a political landscape. I've really, really absorbed a lot from the mind of American and international politics, just because, I mean, I feel like I kind of have to at this point. But I've been really interested in getting the opportunity to do so. I never really was that much of a focus back home. So this is it's one of those things that I'm excited to finally have a part in, because it felt so vast, didn't really know where to start in high school. And now I feel like I have at least somewhat of an understanding.
We're with Colin Ferguson. He's a University of Pittsburgh student, part of the Next Take team. That's on 4 hours overnights, 1 until 5. So I'm curious, now that you've been doing this, have you got the bug to get into radio and television?
Oh, without a doubt. But I had it before this as well. I started doing radio back in high school. I was the play-by-play voice for my high school for the football team. So I've been doing it for a little while. It's a fun thing, you know, to get up and be able to talk and look at just things from an objective standpoint. I enjoy getting, especially for sport, like getting into the intricacies of it from there. Over the air is I listen to a lot of, I'm from like the greater New York area. I listen to, you know, a lot of the New York Giants game days over the radio while, you know, my dad's driving or I'm driving or something like that. And I was always fascinated with it. So getting a chance to kind of, maybe not exactly that, but be on the receiving end it's a really, really nice experience. And I'm excited about it.
Do you see a future for yourself in your, I'll rephrase, Is your future, are your plans different now based on your experience with the show?
Yes and no. I think that I still, would like to have that experience on air. But now that I'm getting kind of an opportunity in a new sense, like I had never done news before until I started this show. So it's kind of opening my mind into showing that there's more opportunity out there. And I'm just excited to kind of see whatever's available for me and grasp it.
You know, I did play-by-play in college at Clarion University for basketball and football, and I thought, man, I really enjoy this. I really love it. I still do while I'm not doing play-by-play. I just thought at some point, Colin, it was a more difficult path because there's so limited number of jobs, in particular for play-by-play. There are more jobs than there ever were in sports talk. You know, everybody's hot takes, and as Marty Griffin would say, you have to light your hair on fire to get noticed. But I ended up obviously still loving the business, being in radio and TV. So how old are you?
I am 19.
And you'll be graduating. You're a sophomore?
I am a sophomore, yeah. I'll be graduating in 2027.
All right. So you got time, man. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Right, Paul?
You know, when I was in college, no one wanted to know what I thought about anything. So I really like what you guys are up to. It's nice to hear someone else's point of view, especially someone who's, much younger than we are.
Yeah, definitely. I like that that's something that the show kind of gives. I feel like, it's exactly that. Nobody really wants to listen to like a college kid on the street, but having a platform like this gives us an opportunity to be a little bit more well-versed, to kind of share a little bit of a mindset in a way that doesn't seem as casual. And I feel like it's a lot more effective that way.
All right. We're going to check in with you and you'll be our litmus test for what college students are talking about. All right.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
All right. Are you coming to Pitt, West Virginia Saturday?
I'll be there. I am so excited. First time.
Backyard brawl. Acrisure 3:30 kickoff. Colin Ferguson with our next take. Overnights from the University of Pittsburgh. All right, Colin, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you at Acrisure Saturday.
Sounds.
Can't imagine, Patrick.
Big news, big news. Heather Like out at the University of Pittsburgh as athletic director. We'll get some more details coming up. But Joan Gable, the new chancellor, putting a statement out, today I inform University of Pittsburgh Director of Athletics, Heather Like, I was making a change in the leadership of our athletics department. She goes on to talk about all the good things that Heather has done and then says, however, as we enter a new era in college athletics, one that seems to change by the day, we need a new vision and a new leader of our athletics department.
How about someone who isn't looking for another job all the time? That would start. Every week she's in the news looking for another job. If she works for me, I'm like, lady, good luck to you. Knock yourself out. Bye-bye.
It's still kind of a shocker, though, especially this is a big week.
But it's very public. She wanted the Ohio State job, then Northwestern, then USC. If I'm her boss, I'm like, lady, get in here. Now you got plenty of time to look for whatever gig you want. Just saying. Hey, over the weekend, one of the best cops in this town.
I saw that.
Got jacked up.
I saw your video.
No, you'd have to see his ankle, which I can't put on social media. It's so grotesque. These ridiculous nuisance bars in the South Side. We're going to start off with that. And then last night, was it early this morning, another cop hurt at another jacked up bar on the South Side. Did they say the South Side was safe? Just checking.
Coming up, Marty Griffin. Thanks, Marty.
You got to hear this
story.
Lots
to talk about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.